And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. If a spring sport head coach is still talking to me this time of year, that usually means good news for his team. Rick Lutz has only good news for Memorial Softball. The head coach joins us right now on WREF. Hey, Coach, really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me on, Brad.
Congratulations. Sectional champions, how does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's been a little while since we've been sectional champions, so it feels really good to win it.
Yeah, for you guys, it was almost the road less traveled. Now, you beat Central in the first round 15-1, so you made, you know, it was a pretty easy first round game for you guys. But after that, in the semifinal, a one-run win against Heritage Hills, 7-6, and then you win the finale against North Posey, 1-0. So I'm sure that your fingernails are bitten off, they're gone. How did you feel in the moment about those last two games where it really came down to the end?
Yes, the two games were kind of different from each other. The Heritage Hills game was exciting for the fans. The game went back and forth. We went ahead, then they went ahead, and then we finished it off with the North Posey game. We scored in the first inning, and it was 0 the rest of the way for both teams. So both games were exciting. They just had different aspects to them.
Now, let's start with the Heritage Hills game, the semifinal of the sectional. You guys needed one run heading into the bottom of the seventh inning to keep your season alive. And you got it, but you end up scoring two, right, to win the game. Take me through the bottom of the seventh inning where you guys walk it off against the Patriots for a 7-6 win.
Well, actually, it was the top of the seventh
where we
scored our two runs. We had a home run by Cypress. She hit a bomb off the right center field, and then we were able to get another run later in the inning, and so we went up by two. In the bottom of the seventh, then they got some runners on. They scored a run. They had two runners on, and we were up by one run, and we were able to get their last batter to preserve the win.
Just a really cool thing, right? That's the kind of the magic of softball, is that you can win a game, you can lose a game in so many different ways. So you score seven runs and route to a win in the second game of the sectional. In the third game, in the championship game, you guys end up winning 1-0. You score the only run in the first inning. From there, it's a pitcher's duel. You guys only give up one hit. What was it about the pitching that made you guys so successful and route to a sectional championship?
Well, I can't say enough about Bree Cannon. She's our pitcher, and she had a terrific game against North Posey. She ended up striking out eight batters, and she pitched an excellent game. But so did the North Posey's pitcher as well. I mean, the holding us to one run as well was good. But Bree, she's really come on this season, and she really came through when we needed it most.
Rick Lutz, the head coach of Memorial Softball, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers, also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. And the Tigers celebrating their first sectional championship since 2017. Coach, I got to know, because I feel like in the playoffs, it's a lot of, you know, clenched fists and heart palpitations and, like I said earlier, biting of nails. But when you win the sectional, when the seventh inning goes final, 1-0 win against North Posey, what was the celebration like? Take me through that moment with your team.
Well, of course, the kids, they got so excited running out onto the field. For us coaches, it was kind of a sigh of relief, kind of. You know, we've been working so hard to try and win in the postseason. Over the last several years, we have made it to the championship game, but we haven't quite finished it off. So this year we were able to, and I think it was just so exciting for all the kids to finally get that sectional win for them.
I want to go back to Bree Cannon. Now, only a sophomore, that's a big stage and bright lights in a championship for any player, but especially an underclassman, and she's been up to the task all year. I'm not doubting her talent or even her composure. But was it any more nerve-wracking for her during the game when she's probably just waiting for a little bit more run support? Why, you had the Madison Thomas RBI single in the first inning, but from there, nothing came of an offense that's been really productive. Scored 15 runs in the first game of the sectional, 7 in the second game, and only 1 in the third, and who knew that it would hold up. But for Bree, did that add to any of the pressure for her, knowing that there was only 1 run to play with?
I think something that has really improved Bree's game is really her mental approach to the game from her freshman year to her sophomore year. She is a lot more mentally tough this year than she was last year, and I think she just kind of puts that beside, you know, in the back of her mind, and she just goes out and tries to get every batter out in any way she can. And I think that's really the big difference between last year and this year. Yes, any pitcher loves a lot of runs, but, you know, her task at hand is to limit the opposing player or opposing team to no runs or as few runs as possible.
That's the 5th sectional title in program history, and obviously Bree, a big part of it. Now, I don't know if there is a player in a sport, maybe quarterback in football, but I think that pitcher in softball or maybe goalie in hockey might be the biggest playoff horse in all of sports. Like, there's not one player, not to minimize this team sport to one player, but there's not one player that can carry a team like a hot pitcher in softball in a postseason. So now you guys head into the regional against Jasper. How do you feel about the matchup against them, a team that's pretty good? You played them before, a 5-2 win, your last meeting in mid-May, but how do you feel against Jasper for tomorrow?
Well, we feel confident. This team is a little different. You know, every team every year has got a little bit different chemistry. And this team has got kind of silent confidence when they go play a team. So, like, they were in the sectionals, and they feel that same confidence going up against Jasper. As you said, Jasper is a good team. They have good pitching. They have good hitting. They're going to be a tough competition for us. But I think our team is ready. They're peaking at the right time, and so I think we're looking forward to the matchup with Jasper on Tuesday.
Again, Rick Lutz is here on WREF and talking about Memorial Softball after winning their 5th sectional title in program history, their first since 2017. They earned themselves a date tomorrow, 6:30, against Jasper in the regional. This team, Coach, in the postseason, I feel like most teams will take on kind of an identity in the postseason. What is it that makes this team, your team, tick in this playoff run, and why should we believe that this team has what it takes to keep on going? I know that the talent is there, but when you're playing at this time of year, pretty much every team has the talent. So why is Memorial different from the rest of the teams still playing as of now in early June?
I think that the team has has each other's back. The players, they get along extremely well together, and they understand the game is they have a lot of success, but then you also have failures. And so they try and pick each other up when they see a teammate, you know, maybe not get a hit that time at the plate, or maybe they'll make a good fielding play. And so the rest of the team, you know, gets behind that player and backs them up. So, and I think that's what's great about this team. You know, we never get down, and we're never out of it. The team never feels like they're out of a game.
Coach, wishing you the best of luck for tomorrow in the regional. I know that that's where your focus is right now. That said, you guys have already done a great thing in winning the sectional title first since 2017 for the Tigers, and the 5th in program history. That's a cool thing. What are you? Are you a celebratory cigar guy? Are you a beverage guy? What are you doing for a celebration like that? You gotta celebrate the good moments.
We do. You know, you got to take a little bit of time out. That's what we tell the players. You know, take a little time out and enjoy the victory here before we get ready for the next challenge in front of us. And I think I'll celebrate when the season's finally over, and I hope it's several weeks yet before that time comes.
going toe-to-toe with Jasper tomorrow, trying to keep their season going. The Tigers have been playing some of their best softball of the year. Jasper the same way. They have not lost since they last played Memorial on May 15th. 6:30 start tomorrow in the regional. That is the head coach of the Tigers, Rick Lutz, here on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line right here on WREF. With that, we take a step aside. You're listening to the Ref's Call right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere.